अस्तु, एकं सुभाषितं पश्यामः. विल् लुक् एट् दिस् स्माल् प्रोवर्ब्. ओके, उद्योगिनं पुरुषसिंहम् उपैति लक्ष्मीः. उद्योगिनं पुरुषसिंहम् उपैति लक्ष्मीः. मीन्स् वन् उद्योगिनं मीन्स् हू इस् वेरि perseverant, or he is very like, he wants to do lot of things, he will do lot of prayatnam. So, and who is brave, purusha simham means he is like a simha. Okay, he's like a simha. Upaiti lakshmi, upaiti means lakshmi means what, wealth and prosperity draws near him. So whoever has, he is doing lot of karyam or lot of prayatnam, and he is very perseverant and brave, then he will have Lakshmi come near him. He draws, attracts the Lakshmi. That is the proverb. So Surasa Sobhoda, I hope you listened and you are familiar with it. We never did it in class. Hopefully you will have. I had given the link. Hopefully you listen to it and read it through. So let's move forward. Anybody new joined today? Very new? I don't think so. Okay. Bhavan, I just want to do some punasarvanam. Aham, me, Bhavan, you, Bhavan kaha for Purusha, Bhavati ka for Mahila. Okay. These are the words covered in previous classes. So let's move on. There is a picture. Ekam chitram asti. आसन्दः, आसन्दः मीन्स् चेर्, उत्पीठिका मीन्स् टेबल्. ओके, आसन्दः, उत्पीठिका. आसन्दः अस्ति वा, आसन्दः अस्ति वा, इस् अ क्वश्चन्. अस्ति वा, आम् आसन्दः अस्ति, रैट्? आम् आसन्दः अस्ति, देर् इस् अ चेर्, रैट्? सो उत्पीठिका अस्ति वा, उत्पीठिका अत्र अस्ति वा, अत्र इस् हियर्, रैट्? उत्पेटिका अत्र अस्ति वा, आम् उत्पेटिका अत्र अस्ति. सो सम् मोर् वर्ड्स्. पुरुषः, स्त्री, ध्वजः, द्वारम्. ओके, ट्रम्प् महोदयः कुत्र अस्ति? ट्रम्प् महोदय, ऐ थिङ्क् ऐ मिस्ड् वन्. ट्रम्प् महोदयः कुत्र अस्ति? ऐ थिङ्क् दे आर् शोयिङ्ग् ओबामा, दट्स् वै दे आर्. ट्रम्प् महोदयः कुत्र अस्ति? ट्रम्प् महोदयः अत्र नास्ति. ऐ केन् से ट्रम्प् महोदयः अत्र नास्ति. वृक्षः, यु नो ट्री, वृक्षः अत्र नास्ति खलु. पुष्पम् अत्र नास्ति. पत्रम् अत्र अस्ति. तोयं मीन्स् वाटर्, तोयम् अत्र नास्ति. आकाशः अत्र नास्ति. सो एनी क्वश्चन्स् अबौट् अत्र, तत्र, और् संथिङ्ग् कवर्ड् इन् प्रीवियस् क्लासस्? एनिबडि हेज़् एनी क्वश्चन्स्? Any questions from anybody for any words covered in last class, previous class?
No.
Okay, let's move forward. Today we'll cover sambodhanam, addressing somebody, addressing people. It will be different for different, like for Strilinga and Pullinga, it will be different. The way you call out people, Sambodhan, how you address them when they are for the when you are calling them. Okay. For example, Ramaha. Always when is Akaranta Pullinga, right? Ramaha, you call Hey Rama. You will not call Hey Ramaha, but you will call Hey Ramaha. Hey Rama means that's like an exclamation. Hey Rama. So for Ramaha, you Karanta Pullinga, you call Hey Rama. For Krishna, you call Hey Krishna. If they are really further, you can say Hey Krishna. You can stretch that. Hey Krishna. So like when we call, it's just Sambodhana, but you don't use that Visarga, Krishna, Rama. You don't use it when calling them. So that example they have given. For example, anybody. Phalam also there. Hey Phala. It's a, you don't. But Hey Phala also, Phalam, that will go, Hey Phala. So, Hey Phala, if it is ending, Napunsakalinga Shabda, you will say Hey Phala. For Mitram also, the same way, So Hey Mitra, if you are calling your friend, Hey Mitra. So you will drop that in the Napunsakalinga Shabda. So the shloka they have explained. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Here they have explained. When you are calling out God, right? Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So that the example they have given.
So here, what is the exact meaning of Hare?
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, just calling out Hare Rama.
Because
earlier we heard Hare.
Okay.
Hare is Hari, right? Hari is it becomes Hare. It's a Hari also.
Okay.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Okay. Hare Rama. Oh, here another example. Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvigham Kurume Deva Sarvakareshu Sarvada. Here you just look at the words which we have used. Vakratundaha actually. Vakratunda Mahakaya. All Visargas are gone. Surya Koti Samaprabha. All this. Wherever those Visargas are gone, so that is, and it's in a different color. Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarvakareshu Sarva. Well, also all the Visargas are gone in this. That means we are Sambodhana. We are using Sambodhana. For Akaranta Srilinga, you say Sita. Like in E Hari is the Ikaranta actually. So there all that's an exception, but we don't have to cover that. Here Sita, Akaranta. So Sita, it becomes Hey Sita. Wherever you have like Anita, right? Hey Anita. That's how you call when you are calling out somebody in the ceiling, Akaranta ceiling. So for Radha, it becomes Hey Radhe. For Radha, it becomes Hey Radhe. For Gauri, yeah, this is a little different. Usually Gauri is a Dirga, right? Gauri. It becomes Haswa. Hey Gauri. It becomes Haraswa. E becomes E. See here difference. The Dirgha E becomes Husband. So that is the difference between Ikarant, Gauri. Devi becomes Devi, right? Devi becomes Devi. Devi. This is just to keep in mind when you call out people and stuff like that, but you may not use it, but just to have. Amba is Amba, becomes Amba. Ambahi. Amba means mom. So at the end of the sentence, you say Amba. So there is one more example of Sambojanam. Gange. Ganga becomes Gange cha Yamune chaiva. Cha means and. Chaiva is, there are a lot of sandhis, but don't worry too much about it right now, but just look at these. Gange cha Yamune chaiva Godavari Saraswati. See, Ikaranta becomes all Haraswa. Godavari Saraswati. These are all Sambodhana. Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jalosmin Sannidhim Puru. So all the nadis, we are calling out all the nadis. That is the shloka. Gange cha Yamune chaiva Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jalesmin Sannidhim Puru.
So usually the Sambodhan is used more in the shlokas, is it like so?
No, they are just giving an example. Yeah, you use it while, see, we are trying to do spoken Sanskrit, right? When you are calling people, that's the right way to. So they are, in some shlokas also you will have, but you might use it while calling somebody and when you are having conversation, right? You might be calling. That's when you do. But they are just showing you the examples.
Okay.
That's why you don't have to worry too much about the words you don't know. There are like sandhi or something, complex words. Don't try to worry too much right now because we have not covered it and maybe this, some words may be out of scope.
Okay.
This shloka everybody knows. See, look at the Saraswati. Saraswati is Raswa, right? Here, usually Saraswati is Ukaranta. Here also say, Saraswati namastubhyam varade kamanu rupini vidyarambam karishyami siddhir bhavatu mesada. See, wherever there are blue color letters, all that is all Sambodhana. Varade kamarupini, that also. Translation is given at the bottom, but this you will slowly understand the meaning. But for now, yeah, just go look at the Sambodhana.
I think you may need to expand your screen a little bit. I think some people are having trouble. Just give us a minute. Is it better or I think you might have to make it a little bigger.
Actually, it's worse. This is better.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll move. I will keep it in presentation. Sure, I can summarize. But it's okay. Yeah, let's do this. So this is better. Okay.
So I just have one question here. Does may indicating here? Is it a vibhakti?
No. May is me. For me.
me. Okay.
Me. Yeah. In when the exact translation, it's a different case of aham. Aham, mama, all that you have seen, right? Aham,
yeah.
And mama. It's like me. Those are the different cases of the vibhakti. That's why I said, for now, you don't have to worry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but then how do we know when to use aham, when to use mama or mayam and all?
Yeah, going forward, you will know. That's why slowly we are introducing you to different cases. You don't have to aham, you know, right? Aham,
yes.
Anita, Imangi, aham is right? Aham. But me is, it's in a different way you have to use. I don't know how to explain it because you haven't studied it at this point.
One thing I would add is, as kids or earlier, we have studied the Vibhakti table, if you remember. Balaha, Balo, Balaha, like that, from Pratama to Saptami and all that. So we'll come to that shortly.
Okay.
And all this will be evident when we go there. Okay.
Sure.
So right now we are doing only like the Balaha, Ramaha, that is the Pratama. So like that, Pratama, Dvitiya, we go up to Saptami and Sambodhana at the end. And Mayam, somebody said Mayam, so that is Aham Chaturthi Vibhakti.
Okay.
So don't get confused. Slowly we'll come to that. Every Vibhakti will be seen. Okay?
Okay. Sure. Thank
so
you.
So one of them is me.
So here we are doing it like we speak, right? When the approach here for Sanskrit Bharati is starting with trying to speak like a child. We are not starting with grammar. So don't worry too much about that. Just try to learn as the syllabus goes, then it will be clear to you. So slowly we will show you Vibhakti table and all. I don't know whether if you have studied in class, it will be clear. Otherwise also it's fine. So don't worry too much about this sloka and it will come. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, moving forward.
So this is just like, you know, when we learnt a new language like English as a small kid. I mean, you were not reading Shakespeare the next day, right? So we had to slowly get more and more familiar, and at the end, so that same way, once you get more familiar, then you will be able to read and understand sloka, you can read the Gita, but it's a long process, so don't worry if, you know, some things are not very clear or you don't understand them yet. We are trying to introduce a lot of new things, so you can think about it and ask questions like you are doing.
Yeah, sure.
Start. Okay, there was a lot of background noise, so just I muted. If anybody wants to ask question or speak, please unmute yourself, okay? Let's move forward. Ramaha Asti, right? You know this sentence now, by now. Ramaha Asti. Dhanuhu. Dhanu asti, right? Dhanu means bow. Dhanu asti. Dhanu asti. Ramasya dhanuhu. Ramasya dhanuhu. It is Rama's dhanu. Ramasya means his dhanu. Ramaha asti. Dhanu asti. Ramasya dhanu. This is Rama's bow. Ramasya Banaha, right? Behind you see some arrows, right? So Ramasya Banaha. It is Rama's Bana.
So just to give some more detail, so Ramasya, you have seen Ramaha, right? Ramaha is the Pratama Vibhakti. Ramasya is Shashti. So just before I said, right, from Pratama we are going to Saptami and Sambodhana. So Ramasya is Shashti and it shows possession or owned by or something like that. So Ramasya Danuhu means Rama's bow. Okay, that's what it means.
Okay, Krishnaha. Okay, Krishnaha astiva. Krishnaha astiva means we are asking, right? Krishnaha astiva. Venuhu astiva. Venuhu astiva means Venu means flute. Flute is there a flute? Krishnasya Venuhu. Krishnasya Venu is Krishna's flute. So Ramasya Dhanuhu. Krishnasya Venuhu. Kasya Venu, whose Venu? Kasya also like that only. Kasya Venu, whose flute? Krishnasya Venu. Kasya Venu, Krishnasya Venu. It is Krishna's flute. So Krishnasya Patni Ka, who is Krishna's wife? Krishnasya Patni Ka. So there is a question. Ka, right? Where Patni is Strilinga. So it's Krishnasta Patni Ka. It's taking some time to paint.
If it's problematic, get out of presentation mode.
Okay, is this visible?
Yes.
Okay.
Bagini.
Okay. If you can see, I think we'll continue with this because that it's taking some time to paint on the screen. So okay, Ramaha Ramasya. Okay, when it's the possession of somebody like Ramaha Ramasya. Ramasya Dhanuhu. So whenever it's Ramaha, that Visarga will go and becomes Ramasya. Ramasya Dhanu, Ramasya Banaha. When it's a Vrakshaha, Vraksha is a tree, right? Vrakshaha, it becomes Vrakshasya. Vrakshaha, Vrakshasya. So whenever it's Ramaha, it's Ramasya. Krashakaha means, you can all say, okay, even if you're on mute, you can all say all these things. Ramaha Ramasya, Krashakaha Krashakasya.
It's so difficult to see.
Oh, it's difficult. Okay, let's put it in presentation mode only. You know.
You may zoom it more than 100.
Is it okay now?
Namaste, Bhagini. Actually, the left-hand icon after the printer icon, that press button last time you made it to 74%, which is fit to screen mode. So no need to go to presentation mode. Presentation mode will be very difficult for you. Thus, normal mode itself you can go. And that in the normal mode itself, if you go, the second icon you pressed last time, in the second icon, left bar, left, complete left, printer icon is there. No, not there. In the after file, in the menu, after file, below file, not there, Bhagini. The extreme left, there is a pointer. The extreme left, printer icon. No, come down. Come down. That printer icon is there. Not fully down, Bhagini. The printer view only is there. Printer icon is there. Yes. There, 74% will come. Fit. That fit option. fit option, if you go, that is enough. That fit. Yes.
You can make it like 55.
74. Last time we made 74. So that time it was very good. No problem. You can make it maybe. Try 100. It is very big. Maybe in the last grade it was 70. No issues.
We'll go with 50. Okay.
Correct. Yes. Thank you.
Is this visible?
Yes, it is a little better than last time.
Sorry, I can't see.
But you can change at the Zoom. Because Zoom, it was 125%, it was working all right. The extreme top right.
Correct. It is that extreme top right, the Zoom was there.
Zoom 125% was working all right.
That Zoom is not working. Okay, now we can try this, okay? You can see for now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Ramaha, Ramasya. I think we came from... Yeah, Ramaha, Ramasya, Krashakaha, Krashakasya, something, Krashakasya, Kshetraha, means his field, Sainikaha, Sainikasya, Shastraha, or something, Arakshakaha, Arakshakasya, something, Arakaksha, Vastraha, or whatever. So it's his possession, whatever it is, Vaidyaha. Vaidyasya, anything, Vaidyasya, what do you say for Vaidyasya?
Aushadam,
Vaidyasya Aushadam. Chitrakarasya Chitraha.
Okay, maybe you can start trying just the Shashti. We have seen the Ramaha is Ramasya. So, Anita Bhagini, can you try the first one, the Vrish Krishakaha?
Krishakaha means farmer. If you can think of some word, we can help you. Krishakaha.
Or just say the Shashti, the... possession. Anita Bhagini? Or Saraswati Bhagini, can you hear?
Okay. Krishakasya Kshetram.
Uttamam. Can you do the next one also?
Sainikasya Yuddham.
Uttamam. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Balakrishna Mahodaya, can you do the next one? Arakshakaha. Balakrishna Mahodaya, can you hear? Okay. Nivedita Bhagini, are you on?
You can unmute yourself.
Is okay. This Nivedita?
So, Yes. Arakshakasya. Syutaha.
Uttama.
Arakshakasya Syutaha.
आरक्षकस्य स्यूतः.
ओके ओके. Yeah, do the next one.
And Vaidyasya, I believe someone said Aushadah.
Aushadam. Yeah.
Aushadam.
Very good. Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
Next. Usha Bhagini, can you try the next one? Chitrakaraha.
Chitrakarasya Chitram. Chitrakarasya. Fresh, what can we say? Chitrakarasya.
Varnam. Varnam.
Varnam. Chitrakarasya. Thurika. Bharavakasya Kashtam. चर्मकारस्य कार्यं तन्त्रज्ञस्य सामर्थ्यं कर्मकारस्य कार्यं नर्तकस्य.
धन्यवादः भगिनी.
धन्यवादः.
मञ्जुनाथ महोदय.
नर्तकस्य नर्तकस्य पुस्तकम्.
ओके.
लिपिकारस्य पादत्राणं. नटस्य वाहनं.
धन्यवादः महोदय. सुन्दरेश महोदय.
Yes, one minute, Mahodaya. So I'm just searching for the net.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Huh? We'll come back
okay,
to you.
No, Divaragasya. Pasha.
You are talking about what?
Net. Fisherman's net.
I thought. Okay.
That net you were searching.
Yes, not net. This net, fisherman's net.
Okay, I thought you were having trouble connecting to the.
sorry. Fisherman's net.
So what was the word?
Pasha. Pasha. Pasha.
Jalaha you can do. Yeah. Jalaha is a better word, I think. Jalaha.
Okay. So yeah, next is. It is a spoken Sanskrit. I have put. Bhagini.
It was
putting as Pasha.
Yeah, so if it is masculine, it should be Pashaha or Jala. Okay, you can use
Jala.
Both of the
words. Okay, so Pashaha. Pashaha.
It should not be just and a Pasha, Pashaha.
Okay. Pashaha, okay, thank you.
Very good. Yeah.
And other one is Swarnakaragasya. अङ्गुल्यः.
सुवर्णकारस्य
अङ्गुल्यः.
ओके फिङ्गर. ओके अङ्गुल्यः इस् बहुवचनं बट्
उत्तमं. धन्यवादः महोदय.
धन्यवादः.
हेमाङ्गी भगिनी, केन् यु डू द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
यस्. आपणिकस्य वस्त्रम्.
वस्त्रम्. या दट्स फाइन.
विक्रयिकस्य वस्तूनि.
वस्तूनि इज अ बहुवचन. वी हैवंट कवर्ड
बट उत्तमम. वेरी गुड.
ओके
धन्यवाद.
Thank you.
Uma Bagini, can you do the next one?
See if you are on mute.
Uma Bagini?
Balakrishna Mohdaya.
Okay.
So grahakaha. Grahaka is a buyer.
Grahakasya dhanam.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Uttamam. So chashaka, like there are a lot, so it's the same idea. This you can, you got an idea, right? So for pullinga, gopalasya, sevakasya, adhyapakasya, like we have all these examples. You can go over this, okay? So let's move on. Same, gopalasya, see here they have given kandukaha, ramaha, kanduka. Here they have given two words. We are ahead of this. But we can again do it. Ramaha kandukaha. They have given a Rama and a ball. So Ramasya kandukaha. So like that you can add. So Gopalakaha graham. So we can try one by one.
Okay, Anita Bhagini, can you hear me? Can you do the next sentence?
Gopalakaha.
You may have to unmute yourself. Saraswati Bhagini?
Gopalakaha Gruham. Gopalakasya Gruham.
Uttamam.
You want me to say the next one too?
Yeah, do the next one.
Ganeshaha Mushakaha. Ganeshasya Mushakaha.
Ah, Samichinam. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Balakrishna Mo. Are you on mute?
I think he's on mute. Nivedita Bhagini, can you try?
Sure. Skandaha Mayuraha. Skandasya Mayuraha. Is that correct?
Next one. Yeah. Uttama Bhagini.
Okay. Then shlokaha chandaha. So shlokasya chandaha.
Uttamam Bhagini.
Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Okay. Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, Usha Bhagini.
Vrikshaha bilam. Vrikshasya bilam. Kamadevaha Banaha. Kamadevasya Banaha.
Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Manjunatha Mahodaya.
You can do Abhishekaha.
Abhishekaha Amba. Abhishekasya Amba.
Uttamam.
Chatraha Lekani. Chatrasya Lekani.
Dhanyavada. Anita Bhagini, can you hear?
I think she has a
question. Are you on mute? Okay, we'll get to her. Sundareshan Mahodaya.
Putra.
putraha putraha putrasya putraha
putrasya putra
putrasya putraha putra balakaha dvichakrika balagasya dvichakrika
uttamam dhanyavada hemangi bagini
जनकः कारयानं जनकस्य कारयानं पितामहः उपनेत्रं पितामहस्य उपनेत्रम्
उत्तमं धन्यवादः उमा भगिनी I think Uma Bhagini and Anita Bhagini, are you on or have you disconnected? You seem to be on, but...
Okay. So, Suryaha Tapaha. Suryasya Tapaha. Okay. So, I think everybody got the idea. That's very good practice. So... So there are some more examples. Ramasya Patni Sita. Ramasya Ramaha Patni Sita. They have given. Ramasya Patni Sita. So we have to join like that and we have to make sentences. So let's go one by one. Anita Bhagini. Not available. We can do Nivedita Bhagini.
That Patni, that Ta and Na will come like that. Is it Bhagini? That Na.
Yeah, that's how you can. You can write it outside also, half Na.
Outside
that also,
also
is fine.
Half of the Ta and I can put the Na also, no?
No, no, half of the Na actually, right? Na
half
will
of
be half.
Na. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The way you are saying it is right, Mahodaya. You can write half the and then for Patni, or write it like this. Both
okay.
Are right.
Okay. Like Tvam, if you are writing half the and Va, we are putting no Tvam. So like that,
yes.
Ta and Na, I can put no. Okay.
Right. Half the and Na.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So the first sentence is. Krishnasya Patni Rukmini. Next one is Obama Mahodayasya Patni Michelle. Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle actually. Anyhow, okay.
So, Saraswati Bhagini?
Dasharatasya Putraha Ramaha. Janakasya Putri Maithili. Maithili.
Maithili. Okay. So, Usha Bhagini, you can do the next. Next one.
Aravindasya Karayanam Mercedes Skandasya Vahanam Mayuraha Narayanasya Vahanam Garudaha Dhanyavada.
Next, Anita Bhagini maybe go on. I think next one we can do this one. First to do Uma Bhagini, did she come back? Is she there?
She doesn't seem to be on.
Okay. So, Balakrishna Mahodaya? You have to unmute yourself. I had put everyone on mute, so I don't know. Manjunath Mahodaya, you can do this.
Okay. Dasharatasya putraha Ramaha, Sivasya putraha Ganeshaha, Pandurajasya putraha Arjunaha.
Uttamam Mahodaya. Sundaresh Mahodaya, next two you can do.
Vasudevasya putraha Krishnaha. Suryasya putraha Karnaha.
Yeah. So you can do like opposite also, right? You can do the opposite also here. Karnasya like
Pita Vasudevaha.
Uttamam.
Karnasya Pita Suryaha.
Uttamam. Yeah, like that. So you can. So hopefully we had enough of practice. So here you can look this up. Parashuramasya, Shishyaha, Ekalavya. All these we have, but we can move forward, I think. We had enough practice. So when we did Saha, right? Saha and Eshaha. We did Saha means shorthand, long hand, right? We are pointing somebody, some male standing that way as a Saha. Esha is whoever is standing nearby. Same way, Tasya. When you are saying his, when you are pointing, it is his car. When you are pointing, Tasya Karyanam. If you are saying about somebody, it's his car, you are pointing car. So you use Tasya. Okay? When it is about somebody near, next to you, Etasya Vahanam. Or something when you are saying, you are pointing somebody near you, shorthand. So, etasya and tasya. Tasya means further, it's his, but etasya is. Uska or iska or something like that. Iska means etasya. Uska means when you are uska.
So, this is again the shashti. Okay. So, we have seen saha and eshaha. Saha is someone far away, pullinga, and eshaha is pullinga somewhere, someone nearby. Okay. So, the correlated shashti for that is, for saha, it is tasya. So, if you are pointing to someone far away, his car, tasya vahanam, you can say. Or if he is nearby, eshaha, it is etasya vahanam, or whatever you want.
Okay. Tasya. It is similar to our tat and etat for Nabunsakalingam. No, Mahadeva.
Yeah, tat and etat is like saha and eshaha.
Yes, saha for napumsaka lingam.
For napumsaka lingam.
Here it is for etasya and etasya, it is for pullingam.
Pullinga. And we'll see for napumsaka lingam and strilingam also. But napumsaka lingam will be the same. But we'll see that shortly.
Will be the same. It's a tasya, it's a same. We'll see, look at some examples. Esha Krishna, right? Esha Krishna. Esha means nearby, right? Etasya Janakaha Vasudevaha. When he is nearby, Esha. What do you put? Etasya Janakaha Vasudevaha. Instead of writing Krishnasya Janakaha Vasudevaha, you will write Etasya Janakaha Vasudeva. Okay. For Saha. Saha Krishna'sya patni Devaki. What will you put here? Saraswati Bhagini?
Tasya patni Devaki.
Tasya patni Devaki. Right? You are pointing further. Tasya patni Devaki. Okay? When you are asking Eshaha?
Etasya janakaha pasudevaha.
Etasya tasya. So when you have kaha, right? Saha kaha, we studied that, right? Saha kaha. See, kasya, Krishnasya bhagini. That also is right. Krishnasya bhagini, Subhadra. But question mark, right? Kasya. It becomes, kaha becomes kasya. You add sya. Kasya bhagini, Subhadra. Whose bhagini, Subhadra? You are asking. Kasya bhagini. Tasya, etasya, kasya. Okay, we'll see Napunsakalinga, for example, Napunsakalinga, it is the same form. So, patra, right? Patram, pushpam, right? So, but that will go and become sya, patrasya. Okay? So, Napunsakalinga also is the same. Pushpam also. Pushpasya, pushpam becomes pushpasya. It's the same form. Palam, Nayanam, it's all the same. Dugdam, so it's all asya, asya. So we'll use this, yeah. This one we'll use. It's easy to... Graham, Dwaram. Graham, Dwaram. So, Grahasya, Dwaram. Okay, Grahasya, Dwaram. It's the same way. So, one by one, we can look at this.
Okay, so we'll try again. Anita Bhagini, can you hear? You said you are back.
You can unmute yourself. You have not. I think she can. She had some audio problems. So.
Okay. We'll go next to Saraswati Bhagini.
Gruhasya Dwaram.
Next one you can also do.
Okay. Palam bijam, palasya bijam. Mitrasya patni.
Awesome. Balakrishna Mahodaya, do the next one. You also have. Nivedita Bhagini.
Okay. Vahanam Chalakaha. Vahanasya Chalakaha. The next is Mahabharatam Adhyayaha. Mahabharatasya Adhyayaha.
Usha Bhagini.
Pustakam putaha. Pustakasya putaha. Pushpa chalana chitra nati. Chalana chitrasya nati. Patram varnaha. Patrasya varna. Vastram sutram. Vastrasya sutram. Pushpam.
Dhanyavada. Manjunatha Mahodaya.
Pushpam Pushpadani. Pushpasya Pushpadani. Jivanam Laksham. Jivanasya Laksham.
Uttama. Himangi Bhagini.
Mandiram Parisarah. Mandirasya Parisarah. Kshetram Kupaha. Kshetrasya Kupaha.
धन्यवादः भगिनि.
धन्यवादः
उमा भगिनी. Okay, Himangi Bhagini, just do the last one also.
Sure. Udyanam Pushpam, Udyanasya Pushpam.
Ah, uttama. Dhanyavad.
So, we have some kavyas that also we can join. Shakuntalam. Shakuntalam lekhakaha. Shakuntalasya lekhakaha Kalidasaha. Ramayanasya lekhakaha Valmikihi. Mahabharatasya lekhakaha Vyasaha. Tirukkural lekhakaha Balluvar. Tirukkulasya. The la is a different form, but anyway. Silapadikaram sya karasya lekakaha ilgum
ilango.
Oh, ilango. Okay, Tamil people will know that. Okay. Okay, so Srashti Vibhakti, Tat Tasya, we talked about this. When Srashti Vibhakti, when you are showing Tat, far away, right? Anything is Tat. The same form, it will change to Tasya. Etat becomes Etasya. Napunsaka Linga and Pulinga is the same form. Kim becomes Kasya. So it is easy for Napunsaka Linga. Tat Etat is Tasya Etasya. When you are asking Kim, it's Kasya. So it takes the same form. We'll look at some more. Mitram, Mitrasya Graham. Okay, Mitrasya Graham. So you have to ask, Kasya Graham, right? Kasya, Kim they have given. Kasya Graham, Ramasya Graham, Etasya Dwaram Kutra. Etat they have given inside. So we have to change it to Shashti Vibhakti. Etasya Dwaram Kutra Asti. Kutra, you don't have to put Asti full, but you can ask Etat Dwaram Kutra. So Etat Dwaram Tatra Asti. Tasya Varnaha Kaha. Tasya Varnaha Kaha. Tat is in the bracket. So Tat Tasya Varnaha Raktavarnaha. Raktavarna means red. Tasya varna, raktavarna. So that's how you use it in a sentence. So we can... do you want, is this kind of clear to you, or the Shashti Vibhakti? Are there any questions?
No, it is clear, Bhagini, for me.
Okay, we can do some other things. We want to give you more words so you can start conversations. Okay, so we will give you some conversation words, so that you have more vocabulary. You can look it up. So now looks like you are all looking up the words. That's the way to go in the dictionary. So can you see this clearly? Sanskrit. Should I? I'll try to magnify since it is just a word.
One small suggestion, Bhagini. Now the screen is divided into three parts. The bottom part, if you see, you can remove the bottom part. In the left, if you see, you know, the pattern is like 1, 2, 3. So, if you remove the bottom part, no, it is more than enough for us. The bottom part is for the notes, footnotes part is now coming. So, if you can remove
the
bottom.
The share. Yeah, hang on. What has happened is the sharing, you cannot see my sharing. That's the thing. Okay, hang on. I was trying to share something and I did not show. Now I think Yeah. Now you can see, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else thing? You can see it. Okay, so this is like some anukramanika, means contents. We are giving you some like words so that you can have more vocabulary and you can start conversation. Shishtacharaha means like some common good practices, how to milanam, meeting. Okay, sarala vakyani, simple sentences. Samanya vakyani means some ordinary, regular sentences. Mitra milanam, meeting friends. Prayanam, journey. Pravasataha, prati nivartanam, on arrival. Pravasataha, prati nivartanam, on arrival. Chhatraha, students. Bahuvachana we haven't covered yet, but chhatraha is a student, chhatra is a bahuvachana. Pariksha, I will send you this, then you can also have you can review also, but we will just go. So, we can start reading. We can start with Anita Bhagini, can you hear us now? Or we can't hear you. I think she cannot. Okay, let's start with Saraswati Bhagini.
Okay.
You can start after Chhatraha, you can start reading Pai.
Okay. Pariksha, examination. Chalanachitram, film.
Pariksha.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, Pariksha. Pariksha. That, what happened? It's echoing or? Hello?
Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, now I think it was echoing for a while, but yeah, you can. Chalanachitram,
film. Shikshakaha, teacher.
Striya. Okay. Striya means women. Yeah, bahuvachana. Striya. It's
bahuvachana.
Yeah. Striya. Okay. Striya. Balakrishna Mahodaya, are you there? No, he's not there. Okay. Nivedita Bhagini. After women.
Okay. The 13th one is Pakaha, which is cooking. Next is Vesha Bhushanani, which is dress jewelry.
It's a Bahuvachana. Yeah. Vesha Bhushanam is a single, but okay, it's a Bahuvachana. Okay, go ahead.
Karyalayaha, office. Arogyam, health. Samaya.
So Manjunatha Mahodaya.
Samaya, time. Duravani, telephone. Vanijyam, commerce. Vatavaranam, weather. Garaha. Okay.
Usha Bhagini, do three more. Three from
Griha Sambhashanam, domestic. Pitaraha, putraha cha. Father, sons. Father and sons, I think. It should be. Mata Pitaraha, parents.
Sundaresh Mahodaya, you can finish it.
Sudaha, children, and
Sankirna.
Sankirnam, वाक्यानि मिसलेनियस् सेण्टेन्सस् अतिथिः गेस् अण्ड् शुभाशयः ग्रीटिङ्ग्स्
शुभाशयः that lines and all are not the lines are not very clear sometimes the print is not very
correct but we need to practice with the correct words so I think it is good we can practice it itself
you can I will send you this so you can you have more
because if we read any old books and all the print was very smudging so it is good that we can practice like this
I'll send you this so this also we can do it will become like we can revise this is a conversation between Raghav and Vaidehi over the phone a boy called Raghav and a girl called Vaidehi are talking over the phone so there is a conversation so two people can speak one can become Raghavah Saraswati Bhagini can become Vaidehi and Manjunatha Mahodaya can become Raghava. You can start. And you can, like 4-5 sentences, you can have the conversation. And if you can see the fill in the blank, see whether you can get it.
Okay. Namo Namaha. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Namo Namaha. मम नाम वैदेही भवतः नाम किम्
मम नाम राघवः अहं छात्रः
भवती
भवती का भवती वैद्या वा
आम् अहं वैद्या एतत् किम् एतत् कन्दुकम् एतत् कन्दुकं
वा
उत्तमं बोथ् ऑफ यू
वेरि गुड् सो लेट् गेट् सम् मोर् पीपल् इन् Nivedita Bhagini, can you do Vaidehi? And
it's a little complicated, but okay, let me try.
No, just try. I mean, nothing. We'll help each other.
Thank you.
And Raghavah, Sundareshan Mahodaya.
Okay, Mahodaya. Na,
yeah, just read two sentences each and then
na tat kantukam kantukam na tat kantukam
tat pustakam
tat pustakam correct sorry na tat kantukam na tat pustakam
uttamam Vaidehi.
Okay. Okay. Saha ka.
You have to match the both. Okay. Saha will match with what on the next?
Yeshaha. But.
No, let her finish.
Okay.
I'm quite confused. okay.
Yeah, so you are pointing to someone near Raghavah and asking a question. Saha kaha.
Saha kaha, yes, that's correct.
It is male, no? So saha kaha. Okay. If it was feminine, you would have said
Saka.
Okay, yes.
सः कः एषः प्रणवः प्रणवः
प्रणव प्रणव का भवतः पुत्र वा
प्रणवः कः You have to stress the visarga, okay? Pranavaha kaha bhavataha putraha va. Okay, who is Pranavaha? Is he your son? Okay? Okay. Dhanyavada bhagini. Dhanyavada mahodaya.
Dhanyavada mahodaya.
Okay. Ragavaha... Himangi, can you do Raghavaha? And Anita Bhagini, can you hear us now?
I think she cannot. Can unmute.
I think she has...
she has issues.
You may have to unmute yourself. Okay, or we'll pick on someone else. Usha Bhagini?
Should I do
Raghavaha? So, you do Raghavaha and who's this?
Himangi.
Okay, you do Raghavaha and Usha Bhagini, can you do Vaidehi?
Sure.
Okay.
Sah mama putraha. Bhavatyah putri kutra asti.
Can you read it again?
Sure. Sah mama putraha. Bhavatyah putri kutra asti.
Uttam.
Pranavaha. Okay. Mama putri saumya atra nasti. Sa anyatra asti.
Uttam.
भवत्याः समीपे किम् अस्ति सा कूपी वा
आम् सा मम जलकूपी राघव भवतः कार्यानम् अत्र अस्ति कुत्र अस्ति
उत्तमम् Okay, so you are getting the hang of it. Dhanyavada.
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 Astu punamilamaha. Punamilamaha means let's meet again. We'll meet later. Okay, it's like see you. Okay, punamilamaha. So Vaidehi Raghava. So it's just, I think we brushed up a lot of things we studied. So hopefully you got it revised. So
just one thing, not to confuse you, but if you look at the last two lines, it is astu punaha milavaha. Okay? So in Sanskritam, there are three...
vachanas.
Yeah, what we say is vachanas. Eka vachanam, dvi vachanam, and bahu vachanam. See, in English, it's only singular and plural. But here it is singular, dvivachanam, which is for two people, and then three or more is bahuvachanam. So here it is milavaha, because there are only two people talking, okay? If it's multiple, like when we say, we will say to all of you, puna milamaha, okay? So that is something to keep in mind.
But Vivachana, we are not covering anytime soon, but it's not used that much. And so it's just, it's if anybody had questions.
For one person, if you want to say, you have a Puna Milaha.
No, you cannot meet with yourself, right? So there is nothing for that. So
Puna, Puna Milavaha is the only thing. First, second, okay, Dvichana.
Yeah, Milavama. So if only you and I are talking and we say Puna Milavaha.
Minavala, Milavaha.
But let's say you, me, Sarala Bhagini and Emangi Bhagini are there, then we'll all say Puna Milamaha, since we Milamaha. Are multiple.
Okay, okay, thank
you. Just keep in mind not to get confused, but if you see that, you should know what it is, okay?
Okay,
when it is
okay.
Vaha, it is usually two. If it is Maha, it is three or more.
Okay, okay.
So I think, we covered a lot. Any questions, anything else you want to revisit? We have like 5 more minutes. Any questions? If anybody has questions, please unmute and ask. I'll send you all this so you have a copy and you can just fill in the blanks and get some practice. That will be a good homework. And we can go to Abhyasa Pustakam and we can 1.8 you can do in Abhyasa Pustakam. Many people filled in the Abhyasa Pustakam. That's a great idea. You will get more practice, actually. So it's a great idea to fill all the Abhyasa Pustakam
I have a question, Bhagini.
Go ahead.
Should we submit both the homeworks? I was just submitting Ajay Mahodaya's homework.
No. It's up to you. If you have any questions, you can always send me to review.
Okay.
It's nothing like that. It's for you. Like, the more you people are doing a great job, whoever are writing more, they will get more practice, right? So you can submit. There is nothing like that. It's good. Good idea to submit, or if you have any questions.
So I'm getting only Ajay Mahodaya's homework. Is there any other homework too?
No, usually after the class, Sarala will send the summary, right? So in that, there is a list of things to do. I am sending it because if you feel the other one is too much, at least this, if you do, it will give you a total idea of what was covered in the class. So either one, if you can do, that'll be great. And I'm happy to see that a lot of you have done very well in the homework.
Okay. I'm not getting Sarla Bhagini's emails. I don't know why. I'm getting
the recording. You are not getting the recording email?
No, I'm not.
How come? Are you not? Did you ask Swarup Mohd? Are you in the group 4, right?
Yes. Session 3.
So you have to send an email to Swarup Mahodaya to add you in the group. I can. Your email is, what is your email? Himangi, right?
Yes, Himangi 2481 at direct. Yeah.
Oh, you are okay. So maybe were you added in group 4 or did you move from any other group?
No. I actually joined a couple of sessions later. So maybe because of that, I'm not in your session. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. Because maybe Swarup Mahoda has not added you in the group 4 emails.
Okay. Okay.
So you are not getting recordings or anything? Oh, okay.
No, I'm not getting anything.
Okay. I will ask him to add you, and in the meantime, I will make sure tomorrow I'm sending early morning, that I will add you. So once you get, it's the same link. The page has all the previous recordings and all that. Oh, you didn't get anything? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Okay. Thank you.
We will do that. I just assumed you were in, everybody whoever joined was in the group. Look at 1.8. This also you can do. Etasya Nama. You can fill in these. etasya namaha ramaha tasya namaha etasya tasya, you will get a practice. 1.8a, whatever we covered today, we'll have it. So in the Abhyasa Pustakam, and even the previous ones, try to fill all these and write it. Aham bhavati ka, bhavan kaha, all this. Okay, so aham bhavan bhavati, you will get practice. So you can have a lot of things, asti nasti sarvatra, you know all that. If you have not filled, you will get more practice. And we can start speaking soon. So making sentences, you have already covered so much. So it'll be good practice. So
yeah, there's only so many words and things we can cover here. So we'll just give you the basic, you know, the tools to go ahead. It'll be great if you can follow up and, you know, at least spend like 15-20 minutes after the class during the week just to brush up and find out more things. And I'm happy that a lot of you have done that. Yeah. It shows in your work and in the homework. So that is really good. Keep it up.
Okay, if there are no questions, we can end with Shanti Mantra. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinam, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Namaskara. Okay, one more thing I totally forgot. One more thing we have to discuss. Just a second.
Oh, is this the time change? And this will affect mostly people from the U.S. on the Eastern time zone.